Earlier today, a former third-round pick, 59th overall in the 1996 NHL entry draft, went on to play 824 games, racking up 327 points, and also played 51 games in the NHL. Former Edmonton Oilers defenseman, played for the Rangers, Islanders, Capitals as well. Tom Pote joins us. Tom, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well, Tom. It's been a long time since you were drafted by the Oilers way back in 1996, spent 2 years at Boston University, then came into Edmonton. Talk about that rookie season for you. What was the most surprising thing when you finally played in the NHL as a rookie back in 98?
Most surprising thing? I don't know. I was just kind of so starstruck and so such in awe. I didn't know what to expect when I showed up at training camp. I didn't know if I'd make the team or be in the minors or totally be cut and sent home. Or I guess I was just kind of happy to be there.
Hey, Tom, it's Robin here. How you doing, man?
Hey, Robin, how you been? It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Hey, look, for me, I mean, I look at those games over 14 seasons, having been around when you came into the league. To me, your whole story was just the fact that you got to the National Hockey League. You had some physical challenges as a boy growing up, some things to overcome that you still have as an adult today. When you look back at all those seasons and all those games, I assume you feel pretty good about what you managed to accomplish given where you came from.
Oh, definitely. You know, I was very proud of what I was able to accomplish, and, you know, like having all that stuff, all those issues growing up and still today, you know, makes me, I didn't take 1 second in the NHL. I didn't take it for granted at all. I enjoyed every second of it, every moment of it. And, you know, I hope it showed out there in my play on the ice.
Tom, you know, you were a puck-moving defenseman. You were in Edmonton for 4 years, and then you got dealt to the New York Rangers. Talk about that trade, and looking back on it, was it good for your career? Was the Eastern Conference better fit for you?
I think it worked out well. I think, and I was excited. I was, obviously, when Edmonton drafted me, I was excited to get picked by then, but it was also the furthest possible place I could get away from my hometown and my friends and my family, and, you know, I was excited to you know, have a fresh start in New York and kind of be closer to home and be on the East Coast.
Now, Tom, I think the first time we were into MSG after the trade, you and I had a long conversation in the hallway there. I mean, that's the Big Apple. We all know what it's all about. You got a taste of it firsthand. When you look at your time with the Rangers, big stage, was it a good time for you? Because the fans weren't always great to you there. They can tend to get on people, and you were one of those guys they kind of got on sometimes.
Oh, yeah, no, it was a great time. I looked back at my Ranger career, and I loved every second of it. And, you know, the fans definitely did get on top of me for a while there. I think they kind of blamed me for when they traded Brian Leetch. I think they thought that I was supposed to take over his role or, you know, fill his shoes, and obviously there's probably no one that can do that. So I definitely got a little bit of flack from that, and I think part of the problem was I wasn't putting up as many points as I was in the past, and, you know, true to form, like, they took me off the power play. So that was part of the reason I wasn't getting any points, and, you know, I think they had got on me a little bit, but that was earlier on in my last season in New York, and then towards the end, you know, I started playing really well and kind of playing the more defensive style, more defensive role, and, you know, they stopped treating me bad towards the end. And, you know, through the playoffs there that year, we finally made it. And, you know, so I kind of won them back a little bit.
Tom Pote joins us, retired after 14 seasons in the National Hockey League. And, Tom, you mentioned you were an offensive player. You had 48 points 1 year with the Rangers. You had 12 and 11 and 10 goal seasons between New York and Edmonton. But then later in your career, you evolved into a defensive defenseman, which not a lot of offensive guys could do. Who do you credit for that? Was there a specific coach that really helped you out in your defensive play, or did you just learn after 7 or 8 years of being in the NHL how to be a better defensive defenseman?
So I think when I was at BU, Coach Parker, Jack Parker, really helped me with my defensive game. You know, before I came to him in high school, I was just all offense. That's all I cared about, was playing offense, and I had the puck on my stick pretty much the whole game anyway. And he said, you know, your offense is going to get you into the league, but your defense is what's going to keep you there. So I kind of always had that in the back of my mind in the first, you know, 6, 7 years of my career, that teams had asked me to, you know, be an offensive defenseman and put points up and kind of do that stuff. And then kind of when I got, you know, into Washington under Bruce Boudreau, he kind of said to me, he's like, look, we've got some big offensive guns. He's like, we need some guys that can stay home and play defense and, you know, go that route. And, you know, I said, sure, you know, I'm up for the challenge and I'm looking forward to doing it. And you know, I was kind of more of a stay-at-home defenseman, you know, over my time in Washington, my last 6 years there.
Tom,
that's another thing I obviously take pride in, that, you know, I could be the guy that could put up a lot of points, and I could also be, you know, a defensive shutdown guy as well.
Tom, one thing I look at when I look at your career, of all the stops you made in the National Hockey League, you managed to make the playoffs every year with the teams you played with. Three times during your time with the Oilers, you were only with the Isles a short time, but you were in the playoffs, and then and with the Rangers, of course, and also with the Washington Capitals. The other side of that is you didn't manage to get that cup ring. All players, when they go into the league, they want to get there first. Once they get there, they talk about winning that ring. Is that the one thing that's maybe missing for you?
Yeah, that's definitely the biggest disappointment that I would have throughout my career is, you know, not being able to win the Stanley Cup playoffs. And, you know, it'll kind of leave a bitter taste in my mouth for a long time that I was never able to do that, especially when, I mean, some guys can look back and say, well, we never really had a legitimate chance at it. But I think our team, and I think it was 2009-10 with the Capitals, I think that was the year that, like, we really could have done something. Mm-hmm. And we could have went all the way. Yeah, we ended up losing a tough game 7 against Pittsburgh that year. And then I look back at that team as being kind of the most frustrating that we didn't kind of get over that hump. You know, Pittsburgh won that game, and then they went on to win the Cup that year. So that that year sticks in my mind even more so than anything else.
Tom Pody joins.
It's kind of a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, I would think so, Tom. And it's interesting because for a lot of time when you were in Washington, you guys were a great team, similar to the San Jose Sharks. And a lot of people felt like, man, that Washington team should have went farther. You had really, obviously, you had Ovechkin, then it was lighting up the league all the time. You had good team defense. You look at the San Jose Sharks, and for a guy who was in it from Washington, do you see similarities in the two? And do you ever take a step back and wonder, man, we had a lot of ability and a lot of talent, but for whatever reason, we just couldn't get over that hump?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, there's no real defining thing to say, like, this is the reason or that's the reason or whatever it is. I think it's just the fact of, you know, you definitely need some breaks here and there, and, you know, certain teams get them, certain teams don't. I think, and look at when Boston won the Cup a couple of years back. The first round, they went to a game 7 with Montreal. They ended up winning it in overtime. You know, one little fluke bounce, and they don't win the Cup, and the Bruins, people aren't talking about how good the Bruins are all the time. You know what I mean? It's one little thing that can make or break you. And, you know, some teams get the bounce and some teams don't. But it's definitely kind of frustrating when you do look back and say, like, man, what if, you know, what if?
How do you get over that what if? Because I'm sure that year especially, when you see Pittsburgh go on to win the Stanley Cup, like, you're in game 7. It's really one game. And sometimes it's one lucky goal. How many years did it take you maybe to get over that? Or do you still relive certain times in that game, in that series from 2009?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, there was, I think Pittsburgh won 2 overtime games against us that year. And one of the games, that we were shorthanded in overtime, and Crosby and Malkin were coming down on a 2-on-1. I remember that one because Crosby tried to pass it. I think Malkin tried to pass it across to Crosby. I went down to take the pass away, and I think it went off my shin pad. And then it went off our goalie shin pad and went in the back of the net. And there's a win right there. If we win that game, I think we might close out the series, you know. So it's like little plays like that. It's almost like it was kind of fate, like they were supposed to win. It was kind of their time, you know. So nothing you can do about that stuff, but it's definitely hard to swallow when you do look back on it.
Tom, you had some good times in Washington. I'm sure you had some good times wherever you played. Like you said, you're in the Big Apple playing there. It's the sort of the media center of the National Hockey League. Reflect, if you could, though, on your time here in Edmonton, where it all started for you. You played with some good players. It was sort of always an underdog team. But when you recall your time in Edmonton, what stands out for you?
Probably just the people. I think, you know, the people of Edmonton were always really, really nice and generous and thoughtful. And, you know, I always liked the people. And I think the one thing that stands out about me is the team that they put together. It was always a lot of, like, high-character guys. It wasn't always, like, the most skilled guys, but it was a lot of high-character guys. And we were always a young team, so we always kind of hung out together and, you know, did a lot of stuff together. So I look at those fond memories of that of my time in Edmonton. Just kind of being with the guys and hanging out, and it was awesome. I wouldn't change change 1 minute of it.
Tom Pody joins us, retired after 14 years in the National Hockey League, played over 800 games. Tom, I got a lot of parents wondering, any words of advice? They got young kids with serious food allergies. You were able to overcome it. How'd you do it?
My parents always told me, like, there's always going to be somebody with something else that's worse off than you. So, you know, deal with what you have and, you know, don't let it hold you back. Don't use it as a crutch. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be very, very difficult. You're going to have to work 10 times as hard as the next guy to succeed, but you can do it. You can make it and, you know, never give up.
What was the biggest challenge with all your allergies?
Probably just eating on the road.
Okay.
That was probably the hardest thing I had to deal with. Was finding food on the road and things like that. Even, obviously, you remember Robin in the days we used to fly commercial, so that was even harder because you're sitting in the airport for long periods of time and stuff like that. So that was always the hardest challenge for me. But as we went on in the, you know, future teams, we started chartering planes and things like that, so I was able to order special meals and stuff like that. But definitely eating on the road was always a challenge for me.
Yeah, Tom. I mean, that, like I said, to me, that was your story, just that you overcame that and got there. You've just retired, so you probably need some time to decompress, although you've had some time away from the game with injuries and that. You haven't played a lot in the last couple of years. But what's
right.
What's next for you, Tom? Do you step away for a while and then maybe think of a way to come back into the game? Or what's down the road for Tom Pody?
I think so. Yeah, definitely going to step away for a little while. I have my daughter's almost 2 this summer, and my son will be 4 this summer. So I got 2 young kids, and I'm kind of been happy and been excited to be able to spend more time with them this year, not playing. And, you know, I'm just going to kind of take a step back and kind of, you know, enjoy my time with them doing things I haven't been able to do in the past because I was playing.
Well, Tom, congratulations on a very successful career, over 800 games, regular season, another 50-plus in the playoffs, and you overcame a huge obstacle in the allergies. Continued success. I hope we talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it. Let me know if you ever need anything.